It's been four straight practices without Hollywood Brown. Level of concern for you guys? Because I still would like people to all show a little bit of cautiousness, not just towards his own availability, but just in trying to act like now, oh, well, here we go. He's out. He's like, as if we know he's going to miss time. Until I know he's not available week one, I don't care that he's dealing with an ankle injury. I don't think it's fair to say, well, this just means he's not going to be available this year. It's an ankle injury and it's August 4th. We find out that he has surgery or something. That's a different conversation. Well, what has he missed in 4 days, Bing? He has missed nothing.
Here's what Andy Reid said about him, though. He says he's making progress, but it's in the ankle area. So we're just wanting to make sure that it's right, says Reid.
You think it's, is it
That's
actually
how
an ankle?
We want it to come out of this thing. He is making progress, but we'll just see. So, I mean, that's not definitive, really, way or the other, but that is interesting.
If it's actually an ankle, then I think he'll be ready. If it's something else that's in that same area.
He went on, he says, if I say the word serious, I'm talking about surgery, and it doesn't look like he's going to have surgery, but we've got to let it heal up and go. So take that from what it's worth.
Yeah. So look, I understand the injury history that's there. We all saw a preseason game where he took one snap last year in Jacksonville and ended up missing, 14 or 15 games.
15, yeah.
And remember, it was only supposed to be 7, and then there was a setback that required surgery and all that. It was a unique situation. I understand the caution. I told you the minute we learned that Rashee Rice was likely to face a suspension this year, I wouldn't play Hollywood Brown in a single preseason game. That was before this ankle injury. Truly, like I don't need him to play in preseason or anything. I just want him available week one when most likely your receivers are Worthy, Brown, Juju, you know, Royals, however you believe the wide receiver room is going to look heading into week one with a potential likely Rashee Rice suspension. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's fair right now to just act like, oh yeah, he's not going to be available this year. They don't play for over 30 days.
Yeah, I'm with you. You rest him during preseason. You know what he can do. You know exactly what he can do. And he has had injuries problem. Let's face it. I mean, let's be real about it.
Yes.
To be honest with you, he has missed 24 games since 2021. 24
now what 15 were last
15
year
were last
14
year,
were
but
last
still
year.
9 were before that, so yeah. It is what it is. It's 24 games he's missed since 2021, so that should be concerning. That should be okay. We gotta take it easy from Holly. We know what he can do. Dude's a fantastic player. He's fast. He can do a lot of different things. He came back what had 9 catches just in those last two games of the season last year. We know what he can do, but that's why Jalen Royals has been getting a lot of run with the first team. It's why he's been in there to understand the offense and where it goes. That's why you can't read too much into it, because it's by necessity to kind of speed him up, let him play with the ones a little bit and get him acclimated. But yeah, that's a concern when you have that and you've got a looming suspension. Then all of a sudden you say, Xavier, step up like you did last year. Because he did. I'll give Xavier Worthy a ton of credit for beginning of the year. He came in with all that pressure being a first-round pick. But when you're going to be behind Hollywood and then Rashee Rice, it's okay. You can acclimate yourself in the system. And all of a sudden, he was the go-to guy. And he had those, you know, placement issues with Mahomes down the field being inbounds or not.
Yep.
And then those worked itself out. And I'm really excited to see Xavier Worthy's development, because he really developed towards the end of last year. And through the postseason, nobody was better. But he just grabbed it. He's like, hey, step up. And he did. He stepped up for the Kansas City Chiefs. But you always have to be concerned when you're talking about an injury with Hollywood Brown, because he has had injuries. There's no other way to look at it. Yep. And with the possible suspension, who's going to be the guy stepping up? Because you know what? They're going to need guys to step up. This is where the depth is important, because they're going to have to rely on that depth. They're going to have to rely on Juju. Going to have to rely on Jalen Royals now. Going to have to really rely on Xavier Worthy. Now these guys have that spotlight on them. They've got to step up. It's just what's going to happen.
Yeah, I need them available week one. So whatever that looks like, if that means not practicing for another 2 weeks, if that means not playing a single snap in preseason, they know the true severity of it more than you and I do. Whatever requires for what is required for him to be available week one is where I'm at. I don't care if you told me he doesn't practice for another 2 weeks. I really don't. Like, I need him available week one. That is what is important. I don't need him out there Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I would like to see him out there. I don't need him there. If it takes 2 weeks, it takes 2 weeks. But he has to be available at the beginning of the season, as long as it doesn't turn out to be where he misses another week and then like, well, we didn't think he needed it and now he needs surgery or something, and then he misses 2 months. That's obviously what we're all concerned about. But if it's just Right now, he's missed four practices. He hasn't missed anything. As
this
far
is
as
why
I'm
I think they're keeping seven receivers. This is 100%. Well,
to me,
why
that
I think
was going
to
happen anyway. I
well,
think
they have the last 2 years.
Yeah, to me, that was going to play out that way. It's also another reason why Tyquan Thornton's roster spot to me is basically a lock on the back end, because if Worthy or Rice or Brown are unavailable, and we know there's a good chance Rice is going to be unavailable, he's a guy that gives him some deep threat ability down the field, Tyquan
Thornton.
And
he's not like an undrafted guy. It's a second-round pick. Pick 50 in the draft when Tyquan was taken. So you know that, you know, he didn't live up to it exactly in New England, but, you know, guys often don't without Tom Brady. That's the way things work. That was a clown show until Vrabel kind of brought some stability to that team. But, yeah, I mean, Jalen Royals, they had to be acclimated right into the system.